and welcome to a late season edition of the Warriors All 82 podcast. Friday night, Pelicans in town. Warriors have a lot on the line. They go for it. They lose. 45-22 second quarter. That was where it flipped. The Warriors had 9 turnovers that quarter for 15 Pelicans points, and the Pelicans hit 10 threes in that quarter. CJ McCollum hit 5 threes in that quarter. And because of it, because of that quarter, because of this loss, they are very likely going to be in the 9-10. We'll go through all the scenarios. But had they won tonight, they would have a very simple road to 8th. But they gave that away.
Yeah, I mean, another game slips through their fingers. Well, this one doesn't really slip. I mean, the Pelicans just kicked through it. But Warriors got sloppy. Warriors, I think they look tired. They know what they've got ahead of it. It's been a long run. Like, they've had every other day, lots of road games. And we know they're good on the road, and maybe this is something they can really lean on because they're going to play some road games. We know that now. But
maybe just one.
Yeah, that's what Slater says. But yeah, they're. I mean, I asked Kerr if you're going to look rest people in Sunday's game. And he went, hell yeah. And I asked Clay. I think I did. About resting, and it wouldn't be the worst thing. Like, they are going to rest some people. They need to play better than they did tonight. Better than they played last night. I thought they played a really sloppy game in Portland against a team that does not want to win. It just was, to me, it was a little bit of foretelling what this one might be.
No, Kerr was actually critical of how they played in L.A. They won that game, but I don't know if you remember postgame. It was like, yeah, we hit a bunch of threes, but like generally, like gameplay-wise, they were not good.
And a little loose. Again, I think they're, again, rightfully tired. It's not like there's, you know, but they could use a little breath. They could use, and even Steph, when I asked him, and he hates that question, he didn't say no, right? He didn't say, oh, no, we're feeling great. Like, they feel like they have to feel. They got to win games, but I imagine Steph is not playing Sunday against Utah.
Probably not, although when I asked him specifically about Sunday, he was like, well, what's the seedings? Yeah. And it's like, well, technically you are alive for 8. Yeah, and he's like, we'll talk about it later.
I think they can, you know, you and I have been talking, I think they can beat Utah without him. Like,
they just did.
Yeah, they just did. Just play a good game. And I don't know who else is. I would imagine Draymond. I would imagine maybe Clay. I would imagine maybe CP. So you start taking all those guys off the table. Maybe not all of them, but many of them.
Kuminga, who's like dealing with a tailbone thing now. Yep. Gary Payton's got calf tightness.
Yeah, you need some people to play.
That's the thing. When you start getting too into it, then you're maybe giving the game away, and then you're 10 for sure. But then it's like, well, you might be just 10 anyways. You probably are 10 anyways.
Yeah, and guess what? They're better on the road. They are flat out kind of saying it, that we heard, you know, someone said that in the locker room, right? I mean, they're a better road team than they are at home. I don't know why. I think it's just the focus, the concentration, the adrenaline. They just feel it. Like, the first quarter tonight, like, you could tell they felt it, and then, but they're at home, so then it just kind of receded, and the turnover started piling up.
Just kill the Chase Center crowd. Go ahead.
Something's not great with the home team at Chase Center. The crowd's fine. But they're loose. There's something about the season.
20-20 at home.
20-20, 25-16 on the road, which is a tremendous road record. I just think they might, you know, find some rhythm as a 10 seed, play who at Sacramento or at the Lakers. I would like their chances in that game. If they've rested through the Utah game, which I think they're going to, and then we'll, you know, then they got to play a second game against a loser of 7-8. We'll see how that goes. 2 road games. This team, again, might be better on the road. And then if they win that game, they'd get on a plane and go right to whoever the 1 seed is, right? Yeah, you're playing you're the 8
definitely
seed.
Definitely the 1 seed.
Yeah, so you're playing, you know, at Minnesota, at OKC, or at Denver. I know that's all a jumble. It's going to be really tough. But that's kind of the way the season has gone, and they are, frankly, just a better road team than they are a home team. And maybe they just, you know, just embrace that and see how long it takes them.
Let's go through the mechanics of Sunday, because all West games are going to be starting at the same time. 12:30 local is when the Warriors are tipping. And because of what happened tonight, the Lakers have the inside track to 8. The Lakers play in New Orleans.
Tough game.
It's a tough game, and it's made tougher because of the fact that Phoenix beat Sacramento tonight. That means that the Pelicans have to win to ensure themselves 6. And everybody knows how big 6 is compared to 7. You're in, besides having to play in the play-in. So a Pelicans team that's playing great right now will be motivated. If the Lakers win that, they're 8. And then it's going to be Kings-Warriors 9-10. if the Kings beat the Blazers, which you expect them to in Sacramento, then that 9-10 would be in Sacramento. If the Lakers lose to the Pelicans, then the Kings have the inside track to 8. If they beat the Blazers, as we'd expect, they would be the 8, and then it would be Lakers, Warriors, 9-10. If the Warriors beat the Jazz, 9-10 game would actually be in Chase Center because the Warriors win the tiebreaker. If the Warriors lose the Jazz, and again, as we're mentioning, with the fact that they probably are going to rest some guys, like that's very much on the table, potentially losing that game. They're locked into 10. But in a crazy twist, they actually still have a chance at 8 if the Lakers lose to New Orleans and if the Kings lose to the Blazers at home, which isn't out of the question. The Kings have had some pretty bad home wins lately. They're 1-5 in their last 6. They have the injuries. It's just it's not going well there. So 8 is not completely out of the realm of possibility, but that's the situation right now for 8, 9, 10. What strikes you about that situation?
It's amazing they still got a shot at 8. It really is. But that's thanks to some other teams losing and that the fact that they've got a tiebreaker over the Lakers. That's pretty big. They do not have the tiebreaker against the Kings, but they got the tiebreaker against the Lakers. So that allows them to be one game behind, which they are right now, and still be able to catch them with one game left. I don't think Sacramento's losing. I think that Lakers probably will. So I think it's going to be Lakers at Warriors 9-10. And I think if you play it that way, and the thing is, again, I keep saying this, but it's not that big a difference, or it might even be better for them to be 10 against the Lakers. Against the Kings, I might want to not go up there, although they have one up there too, including in a game 7. I don't think any scenario is not crushing to the Warriors. Obviously, they got to want to be 8 because you get that. You get a little bit of a bump on that because you get two shots at it. And maybe we just won. Maybe you beat the 7 and you're right in already, and that would be and you can get a couple of days rest.
That's the big – I mean, you talk about the fatigue, and mostly when you're talking fatigue, you're talking big picture. If this team really wants to make a run, then any amount of extra rest is important. And that is a lot of extra rest. You get the Tuesday game if you're in the 7-8. That's right. That's why tonight was so big. Yeah. You know, you win tonight, you're probably playing Tuesday, and you get that win, then suddenly you have, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, you know, and you have more spread out first round. If you if you're playing out of the 9-10, you're playing Wednesday, you're playing Friday.
And if you're 10, you're flying to 9. Yeah. And then you're flying. If you win, you're flying. I'll just put it – I didn't think they were going to win tonight. I really didn't. That's kind of what I tweeted last night and got Warriors fans mad. I would have thought about resting Steph this game because I just didn't think they were going to win this game. Now, they almost won it, but I thought
it's clear Steph wouldn't have accepted the idea of
I get the whole thing, but I think the most practical benefit for them would have been not to try to win this game this hard, have Steph rested and fresh and maybe and then rest again on Sunday, and then he's absolutely fresh to play the Wednesday game. Wednesday game in the 9-10. But okay, I get it. I wasn't arguing the benefits of going for it, because if they win and they get the 8, that's a good thing. But trying to do it and then failing is really bad. It's really, because that just piles up the accumulated, you know, energy it's taken to get to this point. And we know why the schedule got really heavy, because, you know, they lost games. They had to replace games that were postponed when Decky died. Like, these are this reality, it's just the way they had to face it. This has been tough. And for Clay to mention that it's been a pretty hectic schedule, a lot of road games, means that the toll, it's different for every one of them.
Also old, like this old team.
Exactly. This is a team that can't quite get up for every game. The legs aren't there for every game. So that was my practical reality of it. Maybe it was way too negative for me to think that, but I just thought Steph looked really tired in Portland. And again, he shot well or better tonight. But 7 turnovers. I just think he's mentally tired. You know, maybe not legs tired, maybe a little bit legs. I think mentally he's tired. And New Orleans was swarming him. You know, Dyson Daniels and Jose Alvarado and Herb Jones are tough just to bring the ball up against. And CP was having a hard time. He didn't, you know, it wears you down. And I just thought the worst thing that could happen to them is to play, to really go for it for this game, which they did, and then lose. And that's what happened. I just didn't think the value was all the way there. Again, I get it, but now they have to deal with this. They played hard in this one, and now they got to rest in the Utah game. I hope that's enough. Hope they win. They got to hope they win, and they got to hope it's enough for Steph to come back with fresh legs.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why you can rest Sunday is because, like, a win might not do anything. You might not get any movement. You probably won't, particularly on the Kings side.
Like, that would be the worst of the worst, is like, you go play Steph another 34 minutes, and then what? And what do you gain?
Yeah.
He's not going to. He's going to rest Sunday, I think.
And in a weird way, and the Warriors, like, it's probably unwise for them to be thinking this far down the road, but since we can kind of take the bigger picture view of it, the playing out of the 9-10 got less threatening, less daunting today when the Nuggets blew a 23-point lead and lost to the Spurs and dropped to third because of a three-way tie with the Timberwolves and Thunder. And now going into Sunday, and results can change this Sunday, the Nuggets could get back to one, but going into Sunday, the most likely scenario is that the Thunder will be the one seed, the Timberwolves will be the two seed, and the Nuggets will be the three seed, which would mean playing out of the play-in at all, you're avoiding Denver. And you still don't want to play out of the 9-10, but now if you somehow bumble your way into the eight seed, probably play in the Thunder or maybe the Timberwolves. But, you know, the Nuggets would be the least likely of those three. And to me, that makes the idea of the 9-10 going into a first-round series less threatening.
Yeah, I mean, the ridiculous scenario would have been 9-10 game on the road, win that, fly, play the winner, the loser of 7-8 on the road, win, fly, then Denver games 1-2. Right? We know what would have happened in that situation. And so
maybe it'll probably still happen in Minnesota, Oklahoma City.
They're going to be sitting there waiting for you for a week. The amusing thing is New Orleans, New Orleans wins the final game over the Lakers, they will be 6. And guess what they get for their happy reward? They get the number 3 Denver Nuggets, if that's the way. But you don't want to mess around. You don't play around with seedings. You try to win and then see where you're at. Especially
playing at 7. Exactly. Like, you don't want to play yourself into elimination.
Exactly. So, the road is going to be hard for the Warriors. Like, they know it. They're saying it. They believe that they can win any game. We know they could win any game, but the one after the other is going to be really hard. I think it would be, not against the backdrop of championships, obviously, but presuming this team is not going to win a championship, what's the goal? Just get through the play-in. If they just get through the play-in, I think you say, okay, they had a tough situation. They didn't play great, but they were tough enough to get through those two games. If they don't get through the two games, obviously it's a failure. If they get through the two and they get blown out in the first round, not great, but it will be a mini success given where they were, given some of the adjustments they've made, Draymond suspensions. We can go through all those things. I think get through the – let's see them get through the plan. Let's see them play well in the plan. As Steph said, you asked him about Sacramento. He said he doesn't care at all. They care a little bit, obviously, about seeding. But as they've said many times, it's how well they're playing. That's what matters. And they're not playing great right now. The problem with saying that now is you go, look, they're not playing that well. But they did play well for a long stretch to get to this point. And then we'll see if they can take advantage of it in the plan.
Anything else about this game or this situation that is on your mind?
Nah, I mean, it's the weird home thing. It's weird. Like, that is just
probably the stat of their season, right? 20 home losses. I think in the Kerr era, they haven't had more than, I mean, besides that 15-50 season, they've
been a good home team. Yeah, they've been a good home team. Chase has been a great place for them to play, and they are not good at home. They're just not a good home team. I just don't really understand it. As good as the crowd is, as big as the crowd wasn't mumbling or grumbling.
It was a good crowd tonight. I would say in the meat of the season, there's been a lot of like tame, like not great crowds, and I think in general they need to try to liven up this place on a nightly basis. But tonight the crowd was on an issue.
You're down 16 and Clay gets a mid-range bucket, and there comes the crowd. And I mean, this is what you want, this is what you feel, and they did come back, but then they just couldn't stop New Orleans. At the final two times, New Orleans is really good.
Yeah, that's New Orleans is a good team. I mean, Pelican, Trey Murphy was hitting tough threes, and McCollum was great.
Step back fadeaways, but that's why they're good. Now, you know, if the Warriors do that to another team, we don't go, oh my God, those crazy. He's like, oh, yeah, they're
probably
good.
Should have for that Laker game in LA because, I mean, Draymond was five.
Those were wide open.
Yeah, yes, I mean, yeah. Draymond 5 of 5 in any. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, this just happens. It's like, I do roll my eyes when it's like, oh my God, this other team's making threes. Oh, they don't do it against anybody. And then the Warriors come down and, yeah, Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins start, you know, just, and Brandon Bajemski just start nailing everything. This just happens in NBA games. But the Pelicans are good. They are a good team. And it wasn't even Zion much. Zion's defense was bugging the hell out of the Warriors.
He had some big buckets. He had like a big and one late on
Draymond. He's a bucket getter at the end. Like, he is a playoff. I would love to see him in a playoff.
Never played in a playoff game.
He's a playoff kind of player, obviously. You just dump it down to him with 6 seconds on the clock, and he goes find something. And he can pass, too. But we know that. He's played point guard for this team. So I like the Pelicans a lot. They've gone through ups and downs. We'll see Brandon Ingram is back.
Pelicans Nuggets, is that series intriguing?
I watched that thing. I don't think the Nuggets would lose it, but I think that's a series that the Nuggets would not love. It just, the Pelicans give you all kinds of, and they all can hit threes. Like, that's, they didn't even barely play Valanciunas in the second half tonight, and that, they're just fine with that. So I just like them. They got length, they got toughness, they got CJ McCollum, they got guys who can go find buckets. I like them a lot.
So, Lakers or Kings? I mean, is it clear to you that their preference would be somehow finding their way to face the Kings, or is it more just?
I think because they're so comfortable in LA that maybe, you know, either. I mean, I think the team they would prefer to play is the Kings. The arena they would prefer to play in is Crypto.
Can you play the Kings in Crypto? The Los Angeles Kings? I mean, they do. You know, there is a Los Angeles
Crypto there. So, you know, again, that's what we're saying is, I don't know that it matters much once you're in the 9-10.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, road, home, Kings, Lakers, this is just all.
You know, the other thing that is, you might get the Lakers in the 9-10 and then get the Kings if you beat the Lakers, you know, and that's probably the path that.
That's not a bad path, right, for them. Obviously, we went through it last year. You know, it's very low maintenance on the body. And for us, too, which was always thumbs up. But those are not teams that they should, you know, New Orleans in a play-in game would be really tough. Like, if they would got into that 7-8 and they were going to New Orleans, that would not be a fun game.
Yeah, and they might have, because they would have tonight played New Orleans into the 7.
Yep.
You know, that's if they had beat them. Now it looks like Phoenix will probably be in that. And that's another option for them potentially either on the front side or back side of the play-in is the Suns.
I don't think they fear that one. I mean, they beat them. And I think New Orleans is tough for them, just athletically tough for them.
And they're getting Brandon Ingram back, by the way, probably Sunday against the Lakers.
So not that I don't think they can beat them. I just think it's a tough one. I think the Kings is not, obviously, we know basketball-wise, is not a brutal one for the Warriors, and we know the Lakers just because we've seen them beat the Lakers. So, and I just think they like older teams. Like, the Warriors like to play older teams because it just, they don't have to worry about that speed thing, and you do not get that speed thing from the Lakers. You just do not. The Clippers, again, you know, the Clippers beat them a couple of times, but I didn't think that was a physical mismatch because they're older, and I just think the Warriors are better against those older teams. We'll see.
All right, well, we'll probably talk to you Sunday, maybe all three of us, when we, you know, we're going to know by that point, play-in matchup, play-in bracket.
Thinking about not even covering this game.
Thought about maybe going to Kings Blazers Sunday because, you know, I want to see the injury report tomorrow, you know, if it's,
one thing I thought, ask Steph some general questions, because he might not play on Sunday, and then may not talk, right? I mean, we may not have Steph talk, so I threw him a couple more general questions. But we'll see. I mean, yeah, no Steph, no Draymond. We're going to have Trace Jackson Davis and Brandon Bajemski.
I might sum be up talking to De'Aaron Fox and
Devon Maybe Simone. Slater's got something here. I will be at the Warriors game.
Why not come up to the Kings game? Maybe fly to New Orleans, go to Pelicans Lakers. That's probably the biggest game of the three.
We will be watching that one.
All right. Well, we will talk to you Sunday.